I'm gonna sit down. I think this is super casual. How y'all doing today? I feel super close to you and like really mic'd, so I feel like this is sort of an awkward thing. I feel like super loud, super close. I like y'all's shirts. I noticed that in worship. There's like a bunch of you have like super graphic style tees, like Healed, Hope, Volunteer. I love Beth's knees. What did her say? Finding my genius within. Is that what it says? I like it. Fearless. I just noticed that. It was super cool. Okay. I'm just going to give y'all kind of stories. I feel like Roxanne's word before I spoke was very, not a lot of pressure. It was like breakthrough and worship and all of this like super good stuff. And I'm like, hope I do that. So I'm just going to give you some stories, just kind of like my background, really my story, essentially. And I hope that gives y'all some sort of something where you can relate and learn from that. Not necessarily me teaching you like scripture and word, but you just hear my story and you can kind of gain from that. So for those of you who don't know me, you kind of probably know me now. I'm Sam. I'm married to Luke. I'm not from Selma originally. I'm from Maryland. I moved here about like 3 years ago. I didn't grow up in a charismatic church. My church didn't really move in signs and wonders. I grew up in a traditional church, and I didn't really walk with the Lord or really know the Lord. It's not like I was, doing anything bad or like backslidden or anything like that. I knew how to keep Christian rules really, really good. I just didn't know the Lord. And so I never really had an actual relationship with the Lord. I just really knew, okay, you do this and you don't do that, and hopefully, like, you make God happy at the end of the day. So my mom, when I was 16, she started going to this charismatic church, and she dragged us along, and I hated it because I thought it was so weird. And the first time I was there, this lady stood up and gave a word in tongues. Do y'all know what that is? Okay. So she stood up and gave a word in tongues, and I thought it was so weird. I laughed and I walked out of the church because it made me so uncomfortable. And I told my mom, like, I'm not going back there. I'm going to go to my own church, figure this out for myself. Because once again, I was a rule follower. I wanted to make sure, okay, this is either God or it's not. And if it's not, I'm not doing it. So I started going to my own church and just really researching, things of the Spirit and what that meant and what God's heart was for it. Again, really didn't have a really close relationship with the Lord. I would kind of say that my whole Christian walk was me trying to figure out, like, how to get to God. And so that's kind of the theme of this whole message, so just follow along with me with that. So, along with this charismatic church, my mom starts going to these conferences at Global Awakening. How many of you know Heidi Baker and Bill Johnson? You heard those names? Okay. So, Global Awakening is this Apostolic Center created by Randy Clark. And Randy Clark was the person who in the 90s prayed for Heidi Baker. She went back to Mozambique, saw thousands of people healed, thousands of churches started. She prayed for Bill Johnson, and then he went back to his church and saw a major revival there, which is still going on today at Bethel. So that's Randy Clark. So we started going to those conferences, and my mom dragged me along to that too. Didn't want to go. And so we're at this conference, and the guy at the front is calling out words of knowledge, and I have no idea what that is. And we're leaving, and we get to the door, and I just start having, like, massive wrist pain to the point where I'm, like, doubled over in pain. And my mom's like, what is wrong with you? I was like, my wrist is just hurting so, so bad. And she's like, oh, that's a word of knowledge. And I was like, what is that? Like, I don't even know what that is. So she's like, you have to go to the front and tell the guy. I'm like, so I have to go to the front and tell the guy. I was like, hey, my wrist is hurting. And he's like, oh, okay. Does anyone have wrist pain? And, like, calls out wrist pain. These two ladies are like, me. So I have to go and pray for them. And I've never prayed for someone out loud in my life. I didn't know what I was doing. I just know that my wrist stopped hurting. I prayed for these ladies. I didn't know that I'm supposed to ask, hey, did you get healed? Didn't know any of that. It would have been a cool story if they got, like, radically healed, and that was my first word of knowledge testimony. They may have. I don't know. I didn't ask. But I just walked out after that, and that's when I really got hooked, and I knew, okay, God's real. He wants to do this supernatural stuff. That's when it settled it for me with all the charismatic stuff. But that's when I really felt the closeness of the Lord. Like, he wasn't just up there waiting for me to get to him. He was coming down through me to work and do his purposes on the earth. So, following along with this story, now I'm a conference junkie and I'm pretty much there all the time. Anytime there's a conference, I'm there. We start doing, you know, all of the charismatic stuff. I start giving prophetic words. I start getting prophetic words. I get baptized in the Holy Spirit there. And I'm just going all the time. And that's when I decided that I was going to go to ministry school there and spend 2 years there. Just learning about all the charismatic stuff because I had spent my whole Christian life not knowing that this was an aspect of the Lord. So it's great. And when I was born again, I was born into this atmosphere of just constant signs and wonders, hearing people from all over the world come and share their testimonies of healings and prophetic words that they gave that were like spot on, and people praying for you and giving you impartation. And that was my normal. It was my constant normal. And I felt super close to the Lord there because it was just this constant state of like, wow, God's moving and it's right in front of my face. But I would go through this thing where I would go to a conference, and I'm sure like this has happened to pretty much all of us. So you go to a conference and you're super on fire for the Lord. Worship's great. You know, you saw someone get healed. You felt like you got set free from something. And then you come back and it's like, okay, God, where are you? Like, I was just experiencing you like 2 days ago, super close. And now I feel like you're nowhere near me. Does that happen to y'all? Okay. And so that was kind of my back and forth thing. It started just kind of this yo-yo thing of I was like really going for it, super close to the Lord. And then I would come back and it was like, God, where are you? And I'd go to ministry school, and it was just easy to get into the presence of the Lord because you had worship every single morning. You had people giving words. You had people getting healed. You'd go out and you'd pray for people and see people get healed. And so it was just this constant state, and that's normal, and it should be normal. But then I would come home for the summers, and it was like, God, where are you? What's happening? And so I just had this thing of like, just this yo-yo type effect where it was like I was really with the Lord and then it felt like I was far from him. And so I never really had this sense of like fullness or wholeness. Like I said earlier, I always felt like I was trying to get to the Lord and not like he was right there. And you know, you'd hear people talk and people preach of like, you know, God's presence is right here. And you would have times where you'd feel God's presence, or like God's in you, or Christ is in you, or that bishop says all the time, you're in Christ. Do any of y'all know like really what that means when bishop says you're in Christ? Do you feel like you have a really good sense of what that means? You can be honest and say no. We've got two head shakers now. All right. Good. 'Cause that's where I was. So, you really didn't know what that meant. Really didn't know, like, how to be that close to the Lord. And so I really felt like God was this person I had to get to. Like, he was on this throne, and I either had to pray enough or do enough or spend enough time in quiet time and in prayer to really feel him. And these people who were, you know, doing all the crazy stuff that I saw at school, like, somehow they had some sort of special anointing or special gift where they could be close to the Lord all the time. I always felt like God was able to get close to, but I had to do stuff in order to get there, or I had to really try to get there. And so it really came down for me really recently. It just kind of clicked me. Like I said, Bishop's always talking about being in Christ, you're in Christ, you're in Christ. And every time I'd go to him with a problem, he'd just be like, well, you're in Christ, you're in Christ. I don't know what that means. You're not helping me. This is just annoying. You're in Christ. You're in Christ. You're in Christ. Like, okay. So there was that knowledge that I had of like God's in me and I'm in God, but it was just this head knowledge and it really wasn't getting into my heart. I really didn't experience it. I really didn't actually fully know it. And I was doing all the stuff that I needed to do, spending time with the Lord, quiet time, all of that stuff, and it just, I never really was experiencing it. And so during this whole time of conferences and ministry school, I was experiencing all of the stuff that we're supposed to be experiencing, miracles, signs, and wonders, but no one was actually telling me how to really feel full all the time, how to feel whole all the time, how to walk with the Lord daily. And that's not just, you know, quiet time, reading your Bible, praying for people, but actually feeling his presence and experiencing his presence all the time. More so than just, okay, worship was great and I felt goosebumps, like God's presence is in here, but actually experiencing the life of Christ in you. And one of the verses that really helped me get this, and again, one that Bishop preaches all the time, 2 Corinthians 9:8, "And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed." And this was the kind of wholeness and the kind of fullness that I was looking for. I was really looking for, I wanted to know that in me right now, I have no lack. I don't have to do anything to get close to God. He's just in me right now. That in all things, His grace is abounding through me. That in everything that I face, I have all sufficiency. And so what that means practically, and I'm going to try to break this down super practically because that's just the way that I learn. You know, if you're, when we talk about things like that and we talk about spiritual things, we tend to kind of like dramatize it and think, okay, all sufficiency, all grace abounding to me, so that in everything I have Christ and I'm able to face whatever it is. And so we automatically think, okay, this super hard situation that's happening. And it could be that. It could be like family crisis. It could be that you woke up in a super bad mood, and you have a bad attitude, and God has sufficiency in that thing, even when you feel a bad attitude coming on, to live His life through you, because we know that that's not the Lord. And so I knew this in my head, but I wasn't experiencing it, because it just wasn't getting into my heart yet. But when it did, that I really started feeling whole, and that's when I felt like I wasn't really missing anything anymore. I wasn't trying to get to the Lord. It was already that Christ was in me. And so really what we were going into worship yesterday when we were talking about, like, this is the place that you're meeting the Lord. It's not this thing where, okay, for a second in worship, God comes down and you meet with Him and He touches you and you move on your way and you wait for the next encounter and God will come close to you and touch you again. It's Christ is in you right here and right now. So when you were born again, you were literally born of God. Think about it like this. You have two parents. You have mom and a dad. Whether you know them or not, whether you disowned them or not, you had to have had two parents to be sitting in this room right now. And so you have their blood. You have their DNA. You're connected to them in that way. Even if you don't feel connected to your parents, you're still connected to them because you're of them. That's the same way with God. When you were born again, you were literally born of God. So you have His DNA. And I know that we know that and we talk about that when we talk about identity, but it's actually that practical. Just like you have your parents' blood, you have the DNA of the Lord in you. When God created you, He didn't just create you and walk away, and like, He wasn't like this artist who painted a masterpiece and like set down his paintbrush and walked away and then just kind of waited for everyone to view it and like moved on. When God created you, He created you through Him. You have His DNA, you have all that He is, so you're always connected. You're in union with Him because you have His same spirit. Does that kind of make sense? That's just a really practical way to think about it. It's like, just like your parents, you could disown your parents, I guess, emotionally, but you can never disown them and say, that's not my father, that's not my mother, because they're always going to be that. And that's the same way with God. There's nothing that you can do, to separate you from the Lord. And so, John 1:12, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will, nor of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." That's just scripture to back that up. But I feel like the easiest thing for me to really understand that is like, I'm literally sharing all that He is because He created me through Him. Just like my mom or just like my dad. Everything that He is, I am because I'm literally of Him. And that just like really changes everything. And so in worship, when we think about that, it's like, we're no longer like singing, we're singing to Him, but it's not this thing of like, we're down here on earth and He's up in heaven and we're trying to get close to Him. And I'm no longer praying, okay, I'm trying to get close to You, God, because I don't feel close to You right now, or I don't feel Your presence. Or when I was at that last conference, I felt You super close and I don't feel You anymore. It's more of like, I know that You're already in me. And so when we're facing things, practically what that looks like, when you feel a bad attitude coming on, when your parents ask you to do something that you don't want to do, when your sister steals your clothes, it's no longer like, it's no longer this thing of like, I have to work up in me the strength to give the right answer, to give the Christ-like answer to be Jesus to this person right now. It's, I already am. And so instead of living from this place of trying to get to something or trying to be like Jesus, you just realize you already are. And there's nothing you can do to change it. And it's actually that practical as God created you to be like him because he created you of him. And when you really, really get that, it just changes everything because you're no longer trying to make it happen. It just is. And so you get to just rest and to let it happen. Like Roxanne was saying last night, even about spiritual warfare and defending yourself from the lies of the enemy. And she's saying about just resting in the Lord. And what that looks like when she quoted Song of Solomon about leaning on your beloved, and that's how easy it is to rest. It's the same thing, because when we talk about being in Christ and letting God live his life through you, it sounds super mystical, but it's really actually really practical, because you're just of him, and so it just comes out of you. And so what resting looks like and letting God take the lead, it's more of just like Bishop says all the time, it's just thanking the Lord that he's in you right now. Because it's really right believing leads to right living. So once you really actually believe and fully know, I don't have to try to do anything to be like God. I don't have to try to get to God. He's just already in me, and he's actually living through me. He's not this stagnant thing or this super mystical, far-off God who's just way out there waiting for me to get my act together. And when I do it all right, then he'll live his life through me. It's just right here and right now. And that's something that I pray over myself all the time. I just pray, God, I thank you that you're right here and you're right now. Even when you really don't feel a lot like Jesus and you don't feel very Christ-like, or you blew it, or you messed up, or you got mad at someone, said things that you shouldn't have said, it's God's still right here and right now. There's nothing you can do that's going to change the fact that God's living his life through you. And when you really, really, really get that, really think about it, and it's not just this thing of like, yes, I know that Jesus lives in my heart or God's living his life through me. It's the God of the entire universe, the God of glory, is living in you right now. Yeah. And you think about it like this, the only reason that you're sitting here breathing is because God put his very breath in you. God's breath is in you right now. And that's just crazy. And this is where identity comes in. I know that Luke's going to talk about this next, but this is how you really figure out who you are. Identity is such a buzzword these days, and we talk about it all the time. And it's so key and it's so important, but I hate when words get repeated like over and over again because they kind of lose their flavor almost. And so we're all looking for identity. And I remember in ministry school, identity was such a huge thing. Every sermon was like, identity, know who you are in Christ, know who you are. And again, that's when I like really wasn't getting it. So it was just way over my head. And I almost like made it this thing of like, on my to-do list of like how to do all the Christian things to get to the Lord, like really work on my identity. Next thing, pray more. Like I was really just trying to like do it all so I could get to it and not just letting it be this organic, natural thing. But the only way you really find out who you are is because you're created from him. And it really all comes back to that. And I know I've repeated that over and over again, but it really all just comes down to the fact that your identity is in him because you can't find yourself apart from him. And if I prayed for you last night, that's what I was praying over you, is because you can't find yourself apart from the Lord. Everything that you need, every single situation that you face, everything that you're getting prayer for, you're wanting to see breakthrough in, it only comes through being in union with Christ, because it all comes from him. He's the answer to every single thing that you face, whether it's big or whether it's small. It's all about just being in him. And I know now I probably sound like Bishop, just in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. And I hope that it's getting to you, and I hope that it gets super deep, but it's really just the only answer. One of the quotes that made me really get this, because when I think about being in Christ, I thought, okay, if God just wants me to be in Christ and God just wants Christ to live his life through me, does that mean that I just basically become a robot? Like, why would God want me if he just wants to have Jesus live through me? Do any of you kind of think like that too? Of like, what's the point of me if God just wants a bunch of little Jesuses. But this, listen to this quote. The Holy Spirit comes to unite us with Jesus Christ so that his gracious life may fill our lives. He does not destroy our true humanity, our true selfhood. He heightens it, cleanses it, purges it of selfishness, self-mindedness, double-mindedness. He breathes his gracious influence into our lives and puts life under a new order, the kingdom of God. So your identity is solely connected to Jesus because, again, you were created from him. And so everything that he created you to be, he knows exactly how to do it, and he knows the perfect way to do it. There's so much stuff right now, especially in the media, especially in social media, of like finding yourself, being yourself. Well, I'm just being me. And it's almost this journey to like self-awareness and like really figuring out who you are. And the only way that you can do that is through Christ. And that doesn't mean that, like, I really thought that it just meant, okay, I'm just going to become this, like, never mind, I'm not going to go there. So I really just thought that God was going to take away all of my personality, and I was just going to become like this good little version of like Christian girl, and I wasn't allowed to do like anything that I thought was fun anymore, whether it was like good or bad. It was just strictly what's in the Bible, what's holy, what's respectable. That's what I thought. But really, God created your personality, and so there's things in your personality that he created just for you to have. And that he's not going to take away by Christ living through that. What it means that Christ lives through your personality is, like, just like that quote said, is that he heightens it and he cleanses it. Everything that he created it to be, he's going to restore it to that original purpose. So everything that we're living in right now, where there's fallenness or brokenness in our personality and in our souls and in our spirits, he's restoring to the fact to who he created it to be. So you guys are each your own original expression of the Lord. There's things that only Addison can express about the Lord that I can never express, because God has chosen Addison to express that to the world. There's everything, any little thing that you have in you that, you know, the next person doesn't have, or you feel different from the next person. It's because God created all of our personalities to show the fullness of the Lord, so that we would have unity by coming together and understand the full picture of who God is. So your identity is so important, because it's not like God wants to take away your personality and just kind of give you this like gray, boring slate where it's like you have no personality, it's just Jesus living through you. There's things about you that God's restoring so that he can express Jesus through that. Because there may be something that Addison can say where Anna gets it, and it's just like, wow, I understand that that's the Lord because of who Addison is, because of her personality. And so there's all of this expression that you guys have in you to really express the heart of the Lord, really express the closeness of the Father just because of who you are. You know, that saying of like father, like son, or, you know, your mother's child, that you do things just because that's your mom. You didn't learn it. You didn't try it. It just happened. Like, even it could be the way you walk. I know that I walk exactly like my mom, and it's not like I really like tried to practice exactly how she walked. It's just in me. It's just in my nature. And so that's the same way with the Lord, is that what you do and what comes out of you when you're really connected to the Lord and you understand the union of his spirit with your spirit is that it just naturally flows out of you. The nature of God just naturally flows out of you, and you really don't have to try. And that's really the whole point of my whole message, is that you're in Christ and you really don't have to try. And once you really, really get that and you really settle that in your spirit, is that God is so connected to every cell in your body. You just get it. So I just want to pray for a second. I want you to just really, really just, whatever place that you go to really feel connected to the Lord, however you really get there in your mind or in your spirit, I just want you to go there. Father, I just thank you that we're not far from you. that we're never far from you because we are created of you. God, I thank you for the overwhelming truth that you live in us and through us, and that we can't find our identity apart from you. We can't create ourselves. We can't find ourselves till we find you. I thank you, God, that everything that we want to be is found in you. That every place we want to get to is found in you. And Holy Spirit, I just ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to pour over everything that they've heard this morning. To just root it deep in their spirits and deep in their souls. Just the overwhelmingly profound and simple truth that we're in you. And Holy Spirit, I just ask that you fill them up to overflowing with your presence and just an awareness of your presence, an awareness of who you are. And I just ask that you dig deep, God, and you just root them, that the soil of their soul would always be the truth that they're in Christ and Christ is in them. And I just bless that in Jesus' name.